ABC Radio Australia.
Well, please be aware that the following story does discuss the topics of rape and sexual assault, so discretion is advised. We head to Guam now, where a bill seeks to provide emergency contraception to rape survivors. Guam has the second highest number of rapes per capita in the United States. Now, the bill, if passed, would mandate emergency health facilities to provide the option of the morning after pill to all rape patients at risk of pregnancy. So joining us this morning is Senator William Parkinson of the 37th Guam Legislature. With that, I say good morning, Senator. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning and half a day. Thank you for having me here today. It's a real pleasure.
Appreciate it. Well, look, Senator, Guam has the second highest number of rapes per capita in the United States. That in itself is an issue. Why have these numbers just grown so much in your country?
Honestly, that is a great mystery to us as well. We're trying to figure out what is happening here, because we have so many sexual assaults here, and the real disturbing thing is in 2020 about 75% of them were minors. And so this really highlights the vulnerability of our youth here and the necessity for something like this.
Yeah. And before we get into the bill itself, Senator, you know, for our listeners, for some who may not understand what a morning after pill is, are you able to break that down? What does this pill specifically do?
The morning after pill, just to be very clear, is not an abortion pill. This pill prevents pregnancy, but it is not an abortion pill. So for those people who are confused about that, that's what the emergency contraception does. Because I know I've had questions over here where people had thought that this was an abortion pill of some sort. And so, you know, I just wanted to clear that up for the people listening over there, that this prevents pregnancy immediately after, but it is not an abortion.
Okay. Well, thank you for clarifying that. Now, when I came across this story, I was wondering, was emergency contraception not even available before this bill was introduced?
No, as a matter of executive policy, a lot of the non-government agencies and nonprofits and stakeholders that are partners with us in this, they do this as a matter of practice. But I'm a big believer that we do not pass laws for governors and legislatures that are friendly to our political beliefs, but we pass them for the times we are no longer in office, and we want to make sure that these practices are codified and made permanent and are not changed capriciously by the change of administration.
Mm. Now, this bill that you have has been in the making for a while now, right? I'm wondering what now then needs to get it passed, because why is there a push to really implement such a bill?
Well, the push to implement such a bill really comes from a desire to make sure that all of the people who are victims of such a terrible, terrible ordeal have all the options and tools they need to come back from it. You know, we talked about the emergency contraception, but when we look at what the bill really mandates, it mandates like a process. It mandates a process that when this happens, that they are to get all the information that they need, a clear breakdown of what their options are, the medical facility to provide this emergency contraception, and then for them to also help the victim with resources to aid her in her time afterward, organizations that will help with that help survivors and specialize in that sort of trauma response.
Mm. Senator, can you clarify, because some of the states that I was looking over, and this is right across the Pacific, it says 60% of Pacific Island women who want to avoid or even delay pregnancy are actually unable to do so. And sometimes that's due to misinformation, you know, the stigma that comes with it, or even no access to contraception itself. But when we look at your bill and obviously victims of rape, your bill will effectively give them at least a choice. Is that the case? It's just for them to have the choice that they can take the morning pill or
yes,
not.
Yes. Yeah, of course, because ultimately we're advocates for making sure that the victim has as many options as they can. And it's ultimately the choice of the person and the individual what to do and how to respond to it. And the best we could do is just respect that and be as supportive and kind and empathetic as we can.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Is this the first of its kind for, there in Guam to have to mandate something like this?
It is a mandate, but this is something we're already doing. I just want to make sure it gets codified into the future so that when the future comes and I am no longer sitting in this chair and being here to defend it, at least the things I want to defend are enshrined in law and mandated.
Mm. Yeah, and if mandated, does this mean then, Senator, the pill is going to be fully funded for these women, that they can just have easy access to the morning after pill?
Well, generally the way it would work, depending on where the victim would go to, that would kind of determine the funding source for how she gets the emergency contraception. You know, if she goes to a government facility of some type, that will be taken care of. Like the cost for the contraception will be in the budgeting for it. Or if she goes with a nonprofit or a non-governmental agency, that nonprofit or non-governmental agency will have funding for those emergency contraceptions through grants they apply through to the government or other funding that helps support the organization.
I had asked earlier, Senator, you know, what's needed to, I suppose, get this bill pushed into the next phase or for it to be passed. With that, though, has there been sort of any pushback to this bill and why?
The pushback I've been getting from the bill is just the misinformation and the misunderstanding of people that think this is an abortion pill and not a morning after pill. This is, just to reiterate again, this is not an abortion pill or of anything like that. This is emergency contraception. I actually do have a separate legislation that tries to tackle the topic of abortion pills. So, I mean, there is a difference in there because I've had to do two different bills for the two different subject matters. But in this case, this is emergency contraception and not an abortion pill.
Okay. And then also to even clarify that this morning after pill is only really for, you know, rape survivors. It isn't just for someone who just doesn't want to be pregnant, right?
Yeah, well, in the greater market, any individual could use the morning after pill if they could get a doctor's prescription, or depending if it's over the counter in their location, whenever they want. But this bill specifically addresses when victims and rape survivors go to receive medical treatment and emergency support, that this mandates that they get access to emergency contraception. Not that they're forced to or anything.
Yeah, and that's the thing. So, of course, they still will at least have the choice whether they want the pill or not, right, if they were to come into emergency facility.
Absolutely. And ultimately, that's what it is for me, is choice. You know, one of my guiding principles has always been freedom and the freedom to carve out your own destiny. And even in such a trying and horrific time, I want to be able to support women and victims in this moment by making sure that they have all the information, they have a clear list of what their options are, they have access to those options, and then afterward they have guidance towards aftercare for their mental well-being.
Yeah, and that's the biggest thing, isn't it? Having to deal with the mental trauma and afterwards of such an ordeal. Then, Senator, if this gets passed or when it gets passed, is this something you believe should be on offer right across the Pacific region?
Absolutely, absolutely. I know the challenges with sexual assault that Guam is having is not unique to Guam as an island, and many, many island chains all over the Pacific struggle with the same struggle we have. And while we have that struggle, I think it's incumbent and important of us to make sure our people have the options necessary to make the best informed decisions they can for themselves and to have all the options available to them.
Senator, finally, as we wrap up, I'd love to hear, you know, what your message would be this morning to those who, you know, have gone through such a traumatic event and the help that they possibly could get at an emergency facility by taking this morning after pill.
My message to those people would be that I know you're going through a really hard time in your life, and it may sometimes feel like that the world is against you. But I do want you to know that there are people who are kind, empathetic, and care, and will help you if you reach out to them. And I will always be one of those people. And I will always make sure that people that are willing to help will be always empowered to help you.
Well, those are very wise words this morning, Senator. And look, we really appreciate your time this morning for sharing on Pacific Beat.
Thank you so much for having. Always happy to come on. Thank you so much.
Yes, no worries. That is Senator William Parkinson of the 37th Guam Legislature.